I think this is a weird intro.
Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't want to put this intro, but okay.
Welcome to the Visitor Search Show.
Thank you. My eyebrows were shaking.
Your host, Josh Hastings.
That guy.
Mike Irwin.
The other guy.
Somewhere Ron Hammer goes.
That intro is almost a minute.
That intro is like way too long, guys. You need to trim that down.
That used to be for people
who were really depressed.
No, I get it, man. You want to listen to a 5-minute podcast, and you don't want to listen to a 1-minute intro. But unfortunately, that's not the show we do. We do like a 6-hour show.
Yeah,
so
you can hit that 30-second fast forward, though.
Yeah, you could do that, or you could just—I don't know. 51 seconds is the perfect amount of time to reheat a cup of coffee in the microwave. You can do that.
And just jam.
Yeah, our show allows you to do that. You should really take advantage of it and be thankful that we gave you that time back.
Just takes too long, man.
Yeah, this kids these days.
It's been 4 months. How long of an intro do you need?
We should have made it 41 minutes. I don't know if anybody
41-minute intro.
Anybody caught the Lost episode from last night where Mike and Josh discovered the internet and tried to figure out how to connect two wires to make a internet show. It's pretty sad, Josh. I don't know if we're old or maybe the internet has just passed us by in the 4 months we took off.
We took off 4 months and we allowed the internet to brew, and it's become worse.
Mm. Everything needs an update. That's what I learned.
It fermented. It fermented something fierce.
The internet got 19 new drivers.
5 tubes.
5 tubes? All in a series, but God only knows what that is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us again. If you've been listening to old podcasts, God help you.
The world you live in, if you're listening to old Visitor Section podcasts, must be really interesting.
Mike does. Mike listens to the old, old ones.
Oh, I want to know how the 2012 NFL season ends. So
that's how you do it.
Only way.
I thought everybody just reread 2011 fantasy articles, fantasy football articles, over and over and over again. You don't do that?
Mm. I keep them in a folder. I print them out. And every so often I go back and I just spread them all over the floor, just rolling them, just naked.
That's weird.
I just like it. I like to soak up as much information as I can all at the same time.
I don't blame you, though. I don't blame you. Lots have happened in the 4 months. I mean, I saw a couple movies. We saw some football games.
I feel like an entire season of football passed.
It did. It's a football podcast where we hate our source material.
Yeah, well, you know, if they tried a little harder and the storylines were a little bit better and the characters a little bit more interesting.
Let's talk about how this season, it's been weird. It's been like watching an old man climb a ladder. That's the best way I can put it. That includes Peyton Manning. He's climbing a ladder and it's shaking. Can't stop shaking it. I don't know.
God.
You know, he can't go any higher and he can't go any lower. He's just stuck there, shaking the ladder. You don't know if it's going to drop. You don't know if it's going to fall. You're just kind of like in this uneasy mode where you're like, is he going to fall? Is he not going to fall? And then when he falls, like, shit, he fell hard.
So let me do a quick recap of Peyton Manning's season as told by me. God, he shouldn't be playing. This is like week 1 through week 7.
We said this at the end of last year.
really shouldn't be playing.
Shouldn't be playing anymore.
They would be doing better if he wasn't playing, I would say. And then eventually something happened. You can call it an injury. You can call it fate. I don't know what it was. But then Peyton Manning went away, and they won a couple games. I mean, obviously, they won more than a couple games. They won the Super Bowl. I get that part. But then he came back, and I was like, oh, man, he really shouldn't be playing. God, he shouldn't be playing. He doesn't look very good. He can't throw the ball. It's really sad. And then the playoffs happened. And I was like, hey, you remember when Tim Tebow won a playoff game? He threw better than Peyton Manning. And then you know what? Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. And there's talk today of, well, maybe he shouldn't retire. There's teams like the LA Rams who want to sign him. They want to sign him for one more year. It's like the slowest boo.
Just retire.
They were like, let me process it 1/1000.
Yeah, I think he should retire.
What is keep? I mean, and I think he will. If I had money, if I had any money, I would say put it in pile on Peyton Manning goes home this year. Like, there's no reason for him to come back. But
he's going to go home and drink some beers.
Devil's advocate.
Drink some Budweiser.
Yeah, I thought it was oddly specific.
It felt like I was watching a daytime USA movie where there was a cuss word and they filled in with
Budweiser.
I'm going to go home, Leslie, and drink me some Budweiser.
So, Josh, play devil's advocate. You're Peyton Manning. You think you should still play football. Explain to me and convince me why.
Why I should stay and play football?
Uh-huh.
I don't have any. Like, you went out on top. There's no – what's – like – the goal of every football player is to win the Super Bowl. You've got two now. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of records. I don't think anybody's probably going to top those in this soul-crushing league that we have and concussion-filled league. There's people at the gates with pitchforks and torches ready to get rid of the NFL, even though they make a living off of it. It's kind of weird. I think you go out on top. There's no reason. What do you have to prove? You take the Rams and do what with them? You play in the NFC West. Let's say he goes to the Rams. I mean, what other team could there be? Why not just come back with the Broncos? If I'm going to do this, I'm just going to come back with the Broncos and not. I mean, Osweiler has been waiting. I don't know if he's like this Aaron Rodgers figure. Is he? I don't think.
No, he's just a giant.
I'm a giant.
They got a giant. I think that's not fair.
So Osweiler should have Andrew Luck's voice, and Andrew Luck should have Osweiler's voice, right?
Same voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I did the math. I was like, if 1 + 1 = 2, then 1 + 1 must be also 2.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Lots of talk. About him. I think he should just drink some beers. Budweiser.
Specifically Budweiser.
Yeah. The fat ones or the light ones?
Yeah, he didn't really specify. Just the brand. He doesn't really have a preference.
Was that odd? Like, nobody went to Disneyland. They just want to go home and drink some beers. Budweiser. And we're not... We are not beer snobs here, no.
Nope.
We dabble on the side of cheapness. We've got those couch call beers. For those who don't know what a couch call beer is you scrounge on your couch to get some change, get some steel reserve in you. Dude, good.
Okay, so
look. We got those on ice late at night at your local convenience store for a reason.
Yeah, I would recommend if you're going to do steel, this is just a more you know sort of situation. Get the pineapple one. Live a little.
It goes down easy.
It goes down well. It goes down a lot easier than a 40 of steel reserve.
Yeah.
And it's twice the fun because it's got twice the color. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that he probably should go away and not play football because he has been living on borrowed time for the last 2 years. I can't believe that we haven't seen a serious career-ending injury. He might be a robot at this point. He could be.
I know if he played against his own defense, he would be dead.
He would be laying on the field all day. I mean, like, voluntarily, no.
I mean, Tom Brady looked pretty dead. Cam Newton looked pretty dead.
I mean, does it not bother you when you see a player voluntarily lay on the ground? Like, how does that inspire your offense? Like, I would just think if
that Super Bowl is the least inspiring offense ever.
Well, just in general, like if you were Geno Smith and you just put the ball on the ground and laid down on it quietly as someone ran at you because you didn't want to get hit. Like, I don't know. I get it. He's
the only thing that kept the Panthers close in Super Bowl, Mike, was the field goal shot. It's the field goal shots. I mean, think about it. That was it. If there was no field goals going on, that game's 21-7 and like second quarter.
Yep.
Everybody's like, whoa, this game sucks. And the first score would be a defensive score. You know, one could sit here and go, oh, Josh, aren't you a defensive guy? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I am. I might be a defensive guy, but when they want at least like a good defense going against some sort of offense, like, both teams' offenses were not very polished, very good. That like sums up this year for me. All the offenses to me, I've been just kind of winging it and just not overly impressive anywhere in the NFL landscape. So much so that Megatron's like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm retiring. Then of course everybody will be like, you know, man, because of concussion.
I don't think that was it. I think it was like everything but that. It was like, you know what?
I'm playing in Detroit and I got to drink this water, this Flint water all the time.
God. And, you know, ask Barry Sanders. Like, I feel like these are very similar stories. Very good players getting a little tired of having the shit kicked out of them and playing for a franchise where they're the most important part of it and everyone else is just sort of there. Like, I don't blame him. I mean, if he's hurting the way in which he says he's hurting, what is he going to be like, you know, a young man next year? Why not take that money and just...
He's due a lot of money. I have a feeling that maybe... I mean, do they restructure? Did they do the... the absurdity of cutting him like a DeMarcus Ware cut? Remember when Dallas was stuck in that situation?
No.
I don't even know if that would have been like huge dead money. I don't know the contracts, so don't be emailing me your fucking financials. We'll see, Joshy. See what I cut him, Major.
I just don't think it matters. Like, I think there are players that are above that, and, you know.
Yeah, he's above it. I mean,
I would imagine there's.
Got your money, you got your money.
Yeah, because I'm sure if he walks away, like, if you retire, you just leave it on the table. Like, I don't think that they're going to be like, well, we got to cut you to save cap room. Like, I think they'll just be like, okay, goodbye. But, you know, good for him. Good for him taking a Barry Foster road, saying, hey, I'm going to play a couple years. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be really good
Barry
at what
Sanders?
I do.
Sanders?
Nope, Barry Foster.
Who's Barry Foster?
You don't remember Barry Foster played for the Steelers? He's a running back.
Oh,
right?
Oh.
Early 90s. He did the same thing where he just sort of walked away.
I was
away.
Thinking wide eyes, Mendenhall, too.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I really don't, especially when you're maybe not in Megatron's situation where you're a giant physical freak, but
yeah, and every
you know,
time you fall, you might break something.
But
yeah,
if you're
pretty bad,
if you're a 5'8" dude running up the middle, like yeah, I get it. You may not want to do that forever. Like
yeah.
You may want to wake
if you're
up.
You're Wes
sometime.
Welker and the Patriots and abused you enough.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Like I think you've done enough. I give you permission to retire, Megatron.
Congratulations. And I don't want to make that like it's just the Patriots because the Jets abused Wayne Corbett for far too long.
Yeah, they did that in a terrible, terrible way. But we'll talk about that some other day. Joshua,
I wonder when there's going to be a research on short white concussion players.
Yeah, they just look at every wide receiver that's ever played under 5'10".
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
except
wow.
Jordy Nelson, and except for Jeff Janis, and except for, well, that's about it.
No, you, if those guys played the way that those other guys played and just constantly went over the middle, like if you are a 5'10" pig and there is a 6'5", 255-pound hammer just running full speed,
hey.
Like 19 miles an hour, just
Santana Moss made it a long time in this league.
Well, yeah.
He's an all broke dick.
We don't know that. He might be a broke dick right now.
This is true.
He could just be hurting inside his heart, Josh. We don't know.
This was all for you, Mike and Josh. This was all for you.
I know. We miss you, Santana. I hope he gets a movie deal out of it. I hope that it goes to the Oscars and someone gets nominated for it.
Yeah.
Unlike Concussion, NFL.
That movie was bad, though.
That's not what Will Smith told me. Will Smith said his movie was good.
He says a lot of things I just can't get with. He says a lot of things, man. One in particular is dum dum da da. It is. He did this. You can look it up. Look, type in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Dum Dum Diddy, and enjoy your life, because my life was made better from that, and I've had many jokes from that.
So have you had an opportunity to really reflect back on the NFL season and find any positives?
I'm glad it's over, because this year was really bad.
You know what's about to get worse?
I really hated this year. What's that?
The NFL draft.
Why is it worse?
Well, because for the 700th year in a row, the entire draft hinges on what the Browns will do.
Sick of the Browns. Speaking of the Browns, dude, Johnny Manziel, did you hear that he smacked his girlfriend and punched his girlfriend so hard it busted her eardrum? Now, that might be allegedly. I don't know. It's coming from the girl's lawyer.
Oh, my God. So I was trying to do the math on this, right? Because
it's a champion. You know, by the way, he is now overtaking Jamarcus Russell as the worst bust ever.
The reason that they look at Jamarcus Russell is because he had that huge contract in those last couple of years where
he actually played.
Contract. Yeah, he played. He played like a couple seasons, and people would still be like, you know, if he wasn't getting so fat.
He's so goddamn large.
You know, they were never like, wow, that guy can't throw a football. Like, but the thing with Johnny I don't quite get is, like, you have people who come from – and this is obviously a gross generalization, but you have people who come from much more difficult backgrounds than Johnny Manziel. Like, as I understand it, he's, you know, he's coming from money.
Oh, you mean
– Yes, he's coming from that Wonka money.
Yeah.
But – I mean, I think from the
blame moment, it on the parents.
I feel like, you know, he's a guy who had a lot of opportunities growing up, was treated.
Well, let's be honest. His hardest point of his career was, what was it, the parking? He got a parking ticket. I mean, that's bad.
I don't know where it's all coming from.
Like the Chris Ricks.
It's so weird. And I, you know, people around here, like in Texas, in the state of Texas, there is still a little bit of like, well, maybe he could be a cowboy. But like about a week and a half ago, that turned. Like there was this cowboy base that was just like, you know what, we don't really want Johnny Manziel. And if the Cowboys aren't going to take you, I mean, I guess there's always the LA Rams, apparently the new home of every washed up player. But I think this is a situation like
he's done.
Yeah, as you've seen it unfold, I think it really turned a corner when people started financially going, I don't want my money tied to this guy.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to represent him. I don't want him to be on this product.
And every like comment section was like, all he needs is a chance. I mean, this coach is an idiot. I mean, granted, that coach did get. I mean, we said on the show that he was a stepping stone coach, that it was a lame ass hire. Blah blah blah. We don't need to rehash that. You can still listen to those podcasts.
You can go back to 2012.
You go back and listen to those.
The Mike Pettine episode. It's one of fan favorites. No,
yeah.
Well, Pettine got put in a bad spot. So all things aside, he had to coach for the Browns. Let's start there. but Johnny Manziel did have an opportunity. He had so many opportunities.
He did.
I think he's had more opportunities in his life than damn near anyone else on the face of the earth.
This is like, true.
I mean, seriously, if you line up Johnny Manziel against, like, I don't know, 5 billion people, Johnny Manziel has had a better run at it than the rest of us. You know, and that doesn't take away, like, the drinking and obviously the smacking of the girlfriend or whatever that may be.
Hitting.
But I think it's obviously at a spot where if I'm an NFL team, I don't want to put my name anywhere near this guy. Just, I mean, honestly, you're just throwing money away because you don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So are you saying that he should be a New York Jet, Josh? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, farthest from. Word is on the street, Mike, that Joe Namath wants Kaepernick to be a Jet. Because, you know, he's shown that he can do better than Geno Smith, Fitzpatrick.
What's amazing about this is that not only does Namath want it, there's rumors that Kaepernick wants it. But you know what?
None of them matter. Yeah. Both of those people do not matter in the Jets organization.
Thank God. Yeah. No offense, Joe. I think I love you. I've been told I love you.
The GM has his like daily, like, here comes Joe Namath in the office. He lets him just yell at him about who he wants on the team. And then he kicks him out of the office and he goes, okay, now let's start the day.
You know, people the other day were talking about, they didn't know they were talking about Raymond when they were talking about Raymond.
That's get out of my shower.
Well, Raymond was a guy, we've told this story before, in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Oh, I thought you were talking about everyone hates Raymond.
No.
In Lawton, Oklahoma, it's everyone hates Raymond.
Well, so there was...
It's not a TV show, guys.
No, he's well-meaning. Yeah. There was a guy who used to walk the sidelines. They gave him a mic. He would interview people, except the mic wasn't
plugged in. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't plugged in anything. And there's been sort of a running joke about Mac Brown for the same reason that there's possibility that his headset wasn't plugged into anything whatsoever.
I believe that.
He just wandered the sideline.
I believe it, dude. But he's like, let's take the field goal. What are you talking about?
Sure, third down.
Sure, whatever. Sure, go, yeah.
Yeah, coach, yeah, we got it.
Right out there, do it.
But, you know, there's a piece of me that hopes that sort of a situation. I can't imagine that I love you, Joe. I do. But I can't imagine that.
No, hold on, man.
He's got the ear of the owner.
Joe, when he actually played. The Joe now, it's like some distorted figure. Some drunk, distorted figure who he was to be.
Yeah, I mean,
old and probably going senile. I don't know. We shouldn't care anymore about Joe Namath.
I feel like I...
God damn it, Josh is a national treasure.
He's a national treasure. He's like one of the two Jets treasures we have. They've taken the rest of them away. Like, I don't know what you want.
There's nothing left.
But it's
Curtis Martin.
I don't think that he will push the line one way or another if Joe Namath is on board for Colin Kaepernick. And again, I'm okay with that.
Man, dude, how does Chip Kelly, 49er head coach... We're going to have this experiment again, wasting more time. See, this is why I'm just really – I'm on the downward slope with the NFL. It is just – there's nothing – when Rex Ryan gets a job, Chip Kelly gets a job, or Rex Ryan maintaining a job, rather.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I just – that's not appealing. It's not like Rex Ryan and those Buffalo Bills are going to do anything in the AFC East.
Well, it's weird because people get really bent out of shape about Rex still.
Don't even know why.
I was at a Super Bowl party the other day, you know, on the Super Bowl. And there was this guy who walks, like, I'm in a Jet shirt and I'm in a party, the kind of party that doesn't have any jerseys or shirts on. And so
They got cardigans.
Yeah, actually, it was that kind of party.
Oh, those are the worst. Those are like Colin Cowherd parties. Those are Colin Cowherd Super Bowl parties.
I know. It just happened to me this year.
Where they drink martinis and eat fucking paninis.
So they,
with fucking actual... Somebody took the time to put fucking toothpicks in all the cheeses. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, just, you know, just something.
You know, just don't want to get germs on stuff.
Yeah, well, so I zipped up... I zipped up my hoodie a little bit because I didn't want to, like, embarrass the people I was with. And so I was like, hey, it's my little Jet shirt. I'll just, whatever.
Hey, I thought this was Super Bowl casual.
Yeah, I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry. It was more like work casual. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy comes in and he's like, he's got a Tom Brady jersey on. He's like, yeah, go Pats. And I'm like, well, you know, and I immediately cringe because not only is this guy a Patriots fan, but he's also a Patriots fan. And so he walks over and he's like, hey, man. And he's like, you know what? I don't hate the Jets anymore. I hate Rex. And he's a Bills now, so we can hate him together. And I'm like, dude, I don't think I'm ready for this. Like, I don't think we're on the same relationship level. Like, but there are people who stop me still, like, and go, God, I hate Rex. And I don't get that. I think if you're
if you're comfortable with Rex Ryan being your head coach, you're comfortable with a 7-9 season. You're just saying that. You're just saying, I'm comfortable being 7-9. And you know what? I hope we go 8-8. That would be okay. Like, that's the kind of conversation you're having with yourself. Now, if you have Chip Kelly as a head coach, I feel like it's a different conversation.
It's like 10-6 or 4-12.
I think it's more like, well, you know, it's only like 4 racist comments. Like, there's only like 5 players who are upset by him. Like, it's a different kind of conversation. Like, I've never heard a coach get called out so much.
I've never heard
racist.
A coach get, well, that. And I've never heard a coach get called out for being a genius, yet showing no value of genius. No value of genius at all. There's been no proof. None. Zilch. None. You cannot say. Did he win a national championship? No.
The thing I don't get is that, so we have these hotshot college coaches, and yes, I know the game is different. I have watched TV.
Yes.
But you have these hotshot college coaches. You know, maybe they have a system that they run. They have plays that they like and stuff like that, whatever. I have to imagine if you're in the NFL, you have – it's like going to an actually nice, good, clean buffet. Like, you can literally have, like, whatever you want. Just imagine a buffet from around the world where all the food was magnificent and all you could pick. You could just pick anything you wanted to make your system work. Like, we can do that pretty much. Like, I understand there's a cap, but you know what? These are all-star athletes. Like, they're the best athletes in the world. Like, if you can't make your system work in the NFL, maybe it's not that great of a system. Like, maybe you should go back to a school where you recruit a little bit better and you play schools who are just really bad at football. Like, but I think that we've had enough of the Chip Kelly. And the, you know, I don't know. Do you think the 49ers are again testing the waters with how bad can we be? Like, what kind of?
They're in the mode of, we're just a money making franchise, not money. Like, we're not a winning franchise. We're just making money. They're like the Bengals of that 90s era with Corey Dillon or some shit. They're just making money, not really being successful. Like, you can still be 2-14 and make money.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
that's where they are. They're back to that mode.
And it's so weird because I just don't think of the 49ers as that franchise. Like, I understand.
It's their GM, dude. He's terrible.
Because as a kid, you know, they went through sort of a slow period. We'll call it that. But there were peaks and valleys, and those peaks were, like, super high. They're, like, winning Super Bowls. They're incredibly competitive. They're fighting for Dallas, like, every year. Like, it's who's going to take the NFC. And then, like, so this idea of a franchise that is just like, yeah, I don't care. You know what? I'm cool. Just let, you know, we'll just get some Jaguars cast-offs and they can play for us. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and good for Blaine Gabbert. But at the same time, like, I expect more out of you 49ers. I'm not one of your fans, but I expect more of you.
Of course, and you should expect more. They're a fucking – every team in the NFL should be, you know, competitive. But sadly, you have to really – you know, like, just like in baseball, right, the owner, like, who gives a shit at that? They don't care. And look how long the Seahawks were shit. They were shit for a long time. And then all of a sudden they started wanting to care.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. There are these franchises that are just like, you expect this. If you told me this was the Cleveland Browns, I'd say, of course it is. Like, of course it is. They're just happy that someone's paying them money to do stuff. Like, they're like, yeah, we're bad again. Guess what? We got all the first-round picks. Don't matter. It's just like, great. Good. You know, but I expect more out of the 49ers. Like, these sort of, like, historical franchises. Like,
yeah. They are part of the, you know, the elitists. So you got the Cowboys, the Steelers.
Yeah,
throw the Packers in there.
If you have 2 Super Bowls in the last 20 years or 25 years or 30 years, like,
right.
I expect you to give a shit. And I don't feel like that's what we're seeing.
No, they're not.
Passionate. Oh, so upset, Josh.
You are passionate. How about a game that's not very passionate about you?
Oh, no, they don't care. They just don't care about me.
No, they don't. Still trying to figure out what the hot button thing was about Coach Kelly. Just don't get it.
Well, he's an attractive man. There's that. Likeable that Kelly. So have you, this is also not on topic, but have you seen the new X-Files, Josh?
Before we go there,
I want to talk about it.
I know you do.
Oh,
you won a fantasy football championship.
So this is actually a good, I think, illustrating point to why you hate football, especially this year of football.
Okay, yeah.
I think before we took a 4-month break, I was jokingly starting this fantasy football league of 14 individuals. I don't know. Like I lost a lot of games that I should have won.
Right.
I lost.
This against, sounds like a typical fantasy year.
I lost against the girl who didn't beat anybody but me for an entire season.
Not that her being a girl has any factor.
No, nothing about that. It was yeah. the fact that she beat no one but me. That's the sticking point. So I lost a couple games. I should have won. I had to go up through the wild card playoffs and beat everybody again, and that was okay, and I did. And I won like $250, which is like I don't know. That's like
that's
9 weeks.
That's good to you.
Yeah, it's like 9 weeks of pay for me. So that's a ton of money. And I also won a soccer fantasy league at the same time. So I'm like a dual threat, and that's
Ooh.
How you. That's how you know. First of all, that's never happened in the history of man. So that's me, Mike Irwin, winner of both fantasy football 14-team league and fantasy soccer on ESPN with like 12 people you don't know.
Yeah,
that's never happened in the history of man. But again, I really think that illustrates to the kind of year that we had in general. When you go back and you look at the NFL season, like there are obviously teams that you thought were going to be good, Seahawks. That's it. But for the most part, it was a crapshoot. And again, I think that played in my favor a little bit, Josh.
Was just so – I mean, look at the Texans. They're a perfect illustration of this year, right? They went through how many quarterbacks? Like, they had Ryan Mallett start. They had – didn't they have Whedon start at one point?
Oh, yeah.
They somehow won the AFC South, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to the playoffs.
They went
Jets
to the playoffs.
Didn't. The Jets won like 11 games and didn't go.
What is that?
Yeah, it brings us back to
so
our relative.
Is that not the worst? The Texans, who finished abysmally. It was terrible. Who else was their starting quarterback? How many starting quarterbacks they have?
Well, they start with Hoyer.
Yeah,
and they go Mallett, mm-hmm. and then they put Hoyer back in, mm-hmm. and then they like think about Mallett, and then they put in Yates at some point, who beat the Jets. I was at that game, and then they do a little bit more Hoyer because there's Hoyer to be had, and then they throw in Whedon in there, and it just, and then I think maybe more Hoyer. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. Hoyer was in the playoffs. He looked miserable. That game was over by like 10 seconds into the second quarter. It was just awful.
But so this, you lose what one of the last games of the season. I mean, it just that was terrible. This team is exactly what this season has been for me. J.J. Watt gets to pad stats against scrubs, the Jags alike, the Titans, okay, and then he gets to be the defensive player of the year, and then act like he's the best all the time. It just drives me nuts. Those are like that's 5.5 sacks for him just on those two shitty teams alone.
Yeah, the Houston Texans. There's two problems with them, and I have a lot of Texans fans, friends, whatever. That like I know a lot of Texans fans, and I get it, and I have to hear about it all the time, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
there's two things I don't like about them. One of them is their inability to draft a quarterback. You're talking Browns territory. It's going to be one of those things that they're going to talk about for 2 or 3 weeks when they reference the draft. It's going to be like Houston's got to get a quarterback. Yeah. Where are they going to get a quarterback? Are they going to draft? You know, it's like
just
great.
Just to correct myself, they ripped off 3 wins. It'd be Indianapolis shitty, Tennessee shitty, and Jacksonville shitty. So there you go.
Yeah, and that's their division. Like, that's who they play. It's just they were all bad this year. Like, when you go – like, what, they go 8-8? Or did they get to 9-7? I should know this, but I don't.
You should know this.
I don't because I'm not a stat head. I just go by my gut, Josh.
They went 9-7.
Okay, so when they went 9-7, I bet – God, I bet at least 6 of those wins were from the AFC South.
Okay, they had Yates, Hoyer, Whedon – and then, of course, Mallett for 2 games.
Yeah.
So there's the bit about how they're going to need a quarterback. Just prepare yourself for that. Buckle down. Like, that's going to happen. You're going to hear about it from everybody forever. And then they really want to be the Patriots. Like, I don't know if you know that, but they really, really want to be the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Back when we were in New England, this is how we used to do it.
I mean, everything from, obviously, from the coaching staff down, but, like, you know, I the colors, the mentality.
You can't help but sit here. Remember how the Colts were the heavy favorite this year to win the Super Bowl, obviously. Whew, that's far from that. You have to sit here and go, Indianapolis finished 8-8. They are probably looking really nice to win it next year. And obviously Houston comes back down to earth. Jacksonville at 5-11. Tennessee at 3-13. Everybody's like talking about how young Jacksonville is, how they're up and coming. And that's great. I've been hearing that forever, just like the Browns. Okay, so until I see it, I'm not believing it.
Well, that's my fault. I tell you that every 3 or 4 minutes. I say Jacksonville is the team, and I still do. And maybe
and I was always like Oakland. Oakland's the team.
Yeah, you do say that.
Yeah,
and I don't believe you.
So for every Jacksonville you give me, I'm gonna give you Oakland.
I feel like for every 10 Jacksonvilles I give you, you give me one Oakland.
I give you one Oakland, yeah.
But again, the difference between a Jacksonville or, if you want, 1/10 of an Oakland is that's still 1,000 times the percent of hope than you see from a franchise like the Browns. Like, you can imagine Jacksonville actually maybe being better at some point. I don't ever think that with the Browns. I just say,
no, I know. They're going to have to, like, move to Baltimore again.
I don't think they'll do that.
What's wrong with two teams in Baltimore? Nothing wrong with that.
I don't see a problem. I just don't. I think if there's one city in America that can support two NFL franchises, it's Baltimore.
Get rid of the shitskins out of D.C. Bring in Cleveland's team down into Baltimore. We've got two teams in Baltimore.
Could you imagine three teams vying for that second team spot in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be one team that's left out, and that's just going to be sad. They're going to have to go back to
San Diego. We'll move them to, St. Louis. We'll put them in St. Louis to have them a team again. The Rams, dude. The L.A. Rams. The L.A. Rams. And then we get to decide where the Raiders are going eventually, and maybe the Chargers. This is why the NFL is just downward sloping. For me, it's not appealing. The storylines are horrendous. The teams are just overall, like, spread out. It just, all the talent is just spread out and they're all shitty.
There's been a lot of not fun articles written about the wild and crazy ways that St. Louis went to the LA Rams. And I'm just like, I think the narrative of that story is they went in the stadium, they didn't feel like they were getting it, they'd rather be in L.A., so they went there. Like, I don't think there's, like, any plot twist. But the thing I like is that the Raiders are just like, you know what, we can go anywhere we want to go. Like, you know, the idea that they might go to San Antonio, like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not...
San Antonio, the Austin's arch nemesis.
Yeah, oh, hate those guys. Just awful down there. It's so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Like Austin's not crowded.
It's really fat. The other one's not.
So if you could pick, let's just throw out some prospective homes for the new Raiders.
Mm.
Where do you think, man? Like
L.A. I don't think they got blocked L.A. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So we're not saying L.A.
Okay.
And
hell, put them in St. Louis.
Oh my God. I don't know, Josh. Word on the street is that they can't support an NFL franchise. They've only done it for 20 years, but they can't do it anymore.
No more. We can't do it. Put it down. So San Antonio was obviously one.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Jones would have to hate that. He doesn't want another Texas team there.
No. I mean, he laughs at Houston, but they actually have a decent market size.
Yeah, Houston's huge. Just like I always ask, why the hell is a team in Jacksonville? And then I look at the population and go, well, I guess I can't really say anything.
Yeah, I mean, any city that has 1.3 billion people in it,
yeah,
they deserve a team. I just don't know where I want to send a team. There's nowhere I'm like, as children, we would say things like,
Oklahoma City.
As children, exactly.
But as grown-ass people.
But yeah, like, whenever energy and oil towns are busting, Oklahoma City can't support anything right now. Now, if energy's up, then yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, so we will take a team for 3 1/4 years every 10 years. Yeah. So,
I don't know where you could put them. Oakland is not a very good place either, though.
There's the
why don't you just split it with San Fran?
There's a cutesy idea that they go to Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, Vegas.
Have you been to Vegas, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how would you describe that place?
I mean, it's perfect for them.
God.
I mean, there'd be what, right in between Henderson and them? So, I mean, they would have it. They'd have it at least. I'd have to question how much you're filling them up, though. It would be a weird fit, though, to be honest with you, man. What about Portland? Can they go to Portland?
No. Those people in Portland. No, I don't think so. Let's leave them with the Portland.
So Vegas is somewhat, you know, like, okay, maybe.
I think that might.
If this was the XFL.
I feel like that's the best case scenario.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
Omaha,
Nebraska.
Omaha, Boise. Boise should get a team.
Sorry, I just read this Cam Sports I Win My Way T-shirt.
It's called losing.
Oh man, I went my way and you lost, dude. Does he listen to anyone else? Like that has like good advice.
If you steal a laptop,
thanks for that good advice.
You get 10 points.
I don't want it. Get that shit out of here. Cam, you shouldn't take that laptop. It's not yours. No. No, I'm taking this laptop. Cam, your dad should not be taking money. No, you don't tell me how to do this. I do
Josh,
it my way.
Josh, I win my way. I win my way.
You know, you can't take away. You know, this was the year that I thought Cam figured it out. Like, he figured it out. He, you know, like sometimes there's this, it just, some players are just, they lull themselves. They're either going to buck against it or just finally get the, like, okay, I can have all these people eating out of my hand. You know, the Tom Brady approach. I can do Rudy or Bill Belichick's approach where everybody hates him but loves him at the same time, this weird thing. I thought Cam figured it out. Like, everybody will hate me, but there's going to be a lot of people that love me too, and I can make them both turn in my will. But then the Super Bowl happened. And I don't know. And then after the Super Bowl happened, and I don't really like to discuss it, but that guy just doesn't help himself.
No, he doesn't.
No? Comes off very crybaby-ish. Comes off very selfish. I think when he was getting sacked, when Wolf pushed him down to the ground after like a one-step pass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was fussing.
He's just fussing like a little kid.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, man, I see it out of Brady. Nobody likes that either.
Mm-mm.
Like outside of New England, that is.
So
watching you do it is even worse.
There's a famous basketball player that this guy reminds me of. His name, maybe you've heard of it, is Dwight Howard. There's just
and
you maybe need to soak on that because I've said it a couple times and people look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, you have to. It comes off odd because you instantly want to go to like a superstar. Dwight Howard is furthest from superstar.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been this talk that he should be. Like, they always look at him and go, yeah, this guy, he's Superman. He's like a good Shaq. And I'm just like, no,
like
I don't know.
Shaq.
He's like a Shaq.
Shaq was amazing. He's a good Shaq.
I just feel like, you know, Shaq won things. Like, Dwight Howard just gets in his own way. Like
And he had the Superman thing, too, which is funny how those two parallels.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they tried to make it a race issue for me, and it just isn't. Like, I look at the NFL, and it's, you know. It's
too many, it's just.
I don't like Cam Newton. It doesn't have anything to do with, like, the color of his skin or his background. It's just the way he plays the game, I don't like it. Like, I don't like the showboating. I don't like that we have to have a powwow every time I get a first down so I can pose for you. Like,
I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you are, but for me, it's just I want a player like Curtis Martin. I want a player like Wayne Corbett.
Right,
they go out there, they catch the ball, they run the ball, they hand it to somebody, and they do it again. Like, I like those guys. Like,
I mean, honestly, there's probably not a player out there that minds whatever he does. Okay, Steve Smith does, you know, remember the spin of the ball?
Yeah.
He would give them a spin sound ball. And there's a lot of players that have done, that have come and gone, that have done this. And you have the opposite. You have your Barry Sanders. You have your, you know, very modest people. Thurman Thomas, you have your very, you know, quiet, like, it's about the team, it's not really about me, you know. And then you have guys like him. And T.O. is just as bad. I mean, but he's still a great player, right? I don't think players would ever have a problem with him doing it. Like,
the difference for me is that when you celebrate something that's just part of your everyday job, that I'm not that interested in it. Like, okay, so
the
when
only
Joe,
problem I'll ever have, and I'm sorry to interrupt again.
No, you're good.
Is the when you're losing by 30 and you score and then you celebrate you.
Yeah, where
that's
you get a tackle.
The worst, man. That is the worst. Yeah, the sack when you're down by 30. The celebration sack when you're down by, like, you know, just so much.
So when Joe Horn goes and he pulls a marker out and signs a football, or you know what? I don't care, because he just scored a touchdown. He did something that's good. It put points on the board.
I do like the whole, you know, giving him the football to the kids, and that, you can't take that away.
No, that's fine. Like, that stuff's fun. Like, it's okay.
Those kids lit up, man.
Yeah.
Lit up.
Those are good things.
And those are great things.
We should do more of those things.
Yeah.
Less of, I am Superman, I just got another 4 yards. That's another first down, Idaho. Like, it's like, no, just, it's cool, man. It's cool. I got it. Let's get that ball. Let's keep that ball moving. Let's not spend 30 seconds.
I would love it if, like, let's say Joe Thomas, every time he made a great block, would do something like some great celebration. Like the whole,
I got you. I blocked you.
I blocked you. I wonder how people would feel about that.
I don't know.
Did you see that block? Everybody's like, what?
I think that Cam Newton is an incredible athlete, and if he would just get out of his own way.
Well, I thought he figured it out, and then the whole, it just, I mean, there was nothing about that Super Bowl that was his fault. You know, like, all you have to do is go to this podium and say, hats off to Denver. I mean, I'm not a big fan of, like, shoving a mic in the face of the losers right after the end of the game or anywhere remotely. I'm all on board with, like, let's give them a day, or they just died. Let's give them some time.
I thought it was kind of crazy. And they were like, well, we didn't make him talk.
What I'm saying is, like, we freak out. Reporters freak out over Marshawn Lynch not talking.
Yeah.
And God help you. But now it's like, if you say anything bad about Cam, you're a racist. So,
well, again, I think it's just one of those things that, like, there's more to it. And I really hope that he does get out of his way, because he's very, like, physically talented. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that guy can just take over
a game. But how many times do you hear that Andrew Luck is just as gifted as him physically? I mean, how many times did I hear that? Remember when they were really, you know, Andrew Luck ran just as fast as 40 as Cam Newton at the combine. You know that cone drill? Andrew Luck is sneaky fast.
He's sneaky fast. Maybe he has, like, 99 acceleration, but his speed is just a 4. Like, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to check on Madden. We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
But I hope that he pulls it together. I don't blame him for being upset that he lost the Super Bowl. I don't even care what he said to the reporters.
No.
I just, you know, and it's really not his fault that they lost the Super Bowl. It wasn't like, well, Cam Newton did a bunch of dumb things. He didn't. You know what? He didn't get any blocks. There were no blocks in that game.
No.
So, you know.
I'm still not, probably made mention of this before. I think they said that the Panthers offensive line was rated really high, and anybody that has Michael Orr is their starting left tackle, you can't tell me that's, I mean, I'm sure the center that they drafted was great, but I don't know, I'm not a big fan of much else after that.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody left and right of the center played very poorly in that game.
Yes. Everyone.
Yeah, really, just everybody.
And I know you have DeMarcus Ware on one side, and you got Von Miller's shades of Derek Thomas on the other, man.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is just crazy. He was everywhere. He did that against Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, and then Cam Newton. You know, all week long, you just can't compare a guy like Cam Newton to anyone. I don't know how anyone's going to stop Cam Newton.
Apparently, it's called pressure. Lots of pressure. We're just going to run at him a lot.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? This, like, remember when Tampa went against Oakland in that Super Bowl?
Mm.
That defense just ate that shit up, just lunched everywhere. And Peyton Manning had Brad Johnson going on. He had bad Brad Johnson. He had the, Trent Dilfer life. He didn't have to do anything.
Just hanging out.
God, that was a bad, bad offensive game. Kind of like the whole year. And that pretty much sums up this We're Coming Back episode. Except for, Mike, did you hear that Dawson's Creek's coming back?
That's not true.
Not only are we coming back. Not only are we coming back, Dawson's Creek is coming back.
Oh, so it's like a back-to-back sort of thing. It's like you got Fizzer section, and then right next to it, right after, it's like the...
Now you got X-Files coming back.
7 o'clock on Fox.
Yeah, Fizzer section. We're coming off the worst episode of the miniseries so far for the X-Files.
I don't think that's true. Did you see episode one?
No, I saw this last one. This was the worst. This was awful.
I don't know, man. We're talking about mom passing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, spoiler alert, Gillian Anderson's mom dies in the last episode of The X-Files that aired a week ago. Just so you know.
Watching.
If you're coming here for X-Files updates, you're at the wrong place. But I want to talk about, we have 8 minutes. I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to talk about The X-Files.
Go for it. I'm all on board.
Brian, I don't care. It's fine. I'm going to do it. the X-Files came back, and if you saw episode one, it's complete garbage. Episode one's complete garbage, and it's not their fault. It was like they felt like they needed to explain why the X-Files came back, and they wanted to do it with the dude from Talk Soup. And I was,
Joe McHale!
Yeah, as the billionaire who really bores me for 40 minutes of my life. I'm like, just stop.
That guy's a comedian, though.
Yeah,
that's why it's a hard sell.
It is a hard sell, and he is just the same person he always is, except that he's supposed to be like some conspiracy guru nutbag that suddenly gets the X-Files back from the FBI.
Were
I don't
we
know.
Opening the X-Files.
I was really thankful when he didn't show up in episode two, because every episode post that has been like pretty okay. Like, I'm pretty all right.
The last one was bad.
Well, I was pretty all right with it. Not great with it, but okay. And I think part of it, Josh, is that Gillian Anderson's back.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's good. It's good. She can do whatever she wants to do.
For you, it's good.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I've been watching all of
her. Always loved it. I think that's what your infatuation is with redheads, is stemming from that.
I don't know, but like, I remember as a child, I was upset when I found out she was married. Like, I was just like... I was like reading it. I was reading it in a book. I was reading in a book that she was married.
Let me ask you this: did you watch the Netflix series The Fall?
Yeah, you know, I actually streamed it when it was airing.
I bet you loved that.
Mike
was in his bed, and it was.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Everybody was clapping. They were
it was crazy.
Yeah, no, she's just a special person, and that aside, I'm okay. Like, I'm sort of happy this came back. Like, it hasn't been poor quality. It hasn't been like episode two of something. Like, it's not quite Fargo season two for me. Like, where it's actually as interesting, if not more interesting, than Fargo season one.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'll take it. If you're gonna give me 5 1/4 X-Files episodes that are worth a damn, then I appreciate that.
So okay, what's going to happen?
They're not going to end it. They're just going to kind of leave it.
And then that's it, right?
Yeah, surprisingly, David Duchovny, I'm not surprised by this at all. That's called sarcasm. Mm-hmm. David Duchovny wants to do more of these. He wants to do a lot of these. Gillian Anderson, who, you know, is perfect in every way, has kind of been like, well, we'll see. I've got kids and I do things other than this. And if I have to tape all these in Victoria, then that's pretty, she like pretty much lives in England now. I'm not stalking her. I just read this one time.
Yeah,
and I just
right.
put it, whoop, I just put it right in my memory bank. Boop. So yeah, I think that they may squeeze out another half season. If we call six episodes a half season, I think in England they call that an entire season. So that may be where some of the confusion has come, but I'm okay with it. I think if they wanted to do this for a while, I would eat it up for free on Hulu for a while.
Well, good. I'm sure a lot of people will tune into that.
Do you think
instead
that
David, of watching Mr. Robot, it was much better? Show.
No, better than X-Files.
This little mini series, yeah.
I mean, there's no Gillian Anderson in that.
I understand. Have you watched Mr. Robot?
I've watched Gillian Anderson.
Have you watched Mr. Robot? Watch Mr. Robot or The Leftovers. One of those two. I don't care. Figure it out.
So I have a question for you.
TV is good, except for, you know, what we've been vomiting on. Anyway, go on.
Do you think that Dave Duchovny kind of looks like an old Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I've noticed something different about him.
He's wider than he used to be. I think he looks more square. I really think he looks like an old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold's looking pretty old, and I think that's good. I think Arnold is the great case of what all older actors should just let themselves be. Stop trying to pull your face back to your neck.
And you should just do apps. Just get an app deal with a game.
And be everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Mike, I have to read you this list of, and I know you love playing soccer/football. Cleveland team kicked out of soccer league. And I want to read you the reasons why he was kicked out.
Because the Browns are bad at football.
Making a phone call while playing on the field. Refusing to wear shin guards. Pretending to shoot bow and arrow at opposing players after scoring. Running into the goal while hiding the ball in his shirt.
You can't do that.
Refusing to wear shin guards again. Removing shirt after scoring. Sitting on opposing team's bench.
So,
I'm not done. Running into the goal. Okay, hold on. Wearing cowboy hat during game. Scoring 14 goals with 3 goal limit per player. He got a red card. Changing jerseys after receiving a red card and attempting to play remainder of the match.
So, okay, can we play a game?
Hold on, he ate a banana on the field, giving birth to the soccer ball after scoring. He altered the scoreboard and wearing a natty light tank top.
Okay. So, up until that last one, we had a really good game going.
Yeah.
I want to, what's the over-under on this kid's age? Is he?
Hold on.
No. Is he 8 years old?
That would be even better.
Or is he 20? Let's say 17 years old.
Everybody hates my ad blocker these days.
Yeah, no one will let you have that anymore. Because no. If you said this was an 8-year-old, or you told me this was a 25-year-old, I would believe you in both cases.
Oh, God, they hate my ad blocker. Hold on. What's wrong with ad blocker?
You just can't have it, man.
Why not?
Because
I don't want to read their shitty ass. Forbes and GQ does this, by the way. Ah, fuck it. It doesn't matter. Who cares how old he is?
It was important.
He's a teen.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good for him for scoring 13 goals or whatever it was.
14.
Good God. Most goals I've ever scored in one game, and we don't play with goals or anything.
Goal limit.
Yeah, I scored like 8.
Well, we're back, everybody, so enjoy it.
Yep. For 6 episodes, and then Joel McHale is going to come on.
Yeah. We're doing our own miniseries.
Yeah.
God.
Did you know that there's people who are professional NFL uniform inspectors?
That's all they do?
I guess. I found one. I want to ask him what that means.
Ask him.
Yeah, I want to.
So they have to have their shirts tucked in.
Is he the guy who gives fines for socks?
Probably. Well, he, like, tells someone, and then someone finds him. Mm. Everybody's got to have a job.
It's true. How do you get that job?
I don't know how you run into that job. You got to know someone.
Yeah, you got to know someone in the game. Like, you got to know a lot about socks.
Ugh.